Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Well, I don't get to do this as often as one Tom Ackerman, but yeah, yesterday was a great day for a day game at the ballpark, and man, the Cardinals showed up, didn't they?
It was good to see you over there,
yeah,
pal. Yeah, they're playing well. You know, you can say whatever you want about this team, and I know that some fans are still, you know, a little upset with the ownership and front office about how things were messaged to them and all that. You can't say it about the players. I mean, this isn't the players' problem. They're not showing up because of the players. Players are really fun. This team is entertaining. I actually thought the crowd filled in pretty well yesterday on a beautiful day.
Yeah,
people are starting to come out and find out that 72 degrees and sunny at the ballpark is pretty fun.
Could be worse.
Especially when they look good. This team looks good. I would not lie to you. I when I walked to the ballpark yesterday, I always think, like, do I like this team? I think that every year. Like, what do I really think about this team? I like the team. What I mean by that is I enjoy the baseball. I like being around them. I think they're good guys. I think they're a fun group. I think they're young, and many of them trying to establish a career. And so I've kind of taken that look at it. I've had a lot more fun watching this team when I take the attitude of who's improving and watching players individually. And if it all works out that they start winning games and make a run here in the division, great. But I'm really looking at individuals more than I probably ever have. And we've sort of been put in that position. You know, outside of Wilson Contreras and Nolan Arenado, this lineup is very young. They're all in their 20s, except for those two dudes. And Arenado turned 34 yesterday. This is a fun team. I like it. Walker is a lot of fun in the outfield. Scott is an exciting player with tons of speed. Newt Barr is the other outfielder, and he's killing the ball. Hit a home run yesterday.
Yes, he did.
To turn a 1-0 game into a 3-1 Cardinals lead. You know, they're actually pitching well here lately. I mean, they just made a full turn through the rotation, looking good, and then they added Steven Matz to what is, for now, a 6-man rotation. They did that because they're playing all these consecutive games. They want to give guys an extra day of rest. So Matz went yesterday, retires the last 15 batters he faces. I mean, that's good stuff against a decent Astros team. So they beat the Phillies 2 out of 3. They beat the Astros 2 out of 3. Now, here's the issue that they face. They were 8-4 at home. That's great. But they were only 1-5 on the road to start the year. So they're going to have to prove here over these next 7 days that they can do this on the road. They have 4 games in New York, starting with the Mets tonight. Then they play 3 games in Atlanta before they come back home and play Milwaukee. So we'll see what they're made of on the road. But, you know, they are an exciting team. That's one thing I can say for sure about the Cardinals. They are not boring. I mean, they may make a mistake here and there. They may drive you crazy once in a while. But they can hit and they can run. And I think that's, you know, a fun brand of baseball to go check out.
Yeah, what was I hearing about? Was it Pajes? Is that how his name is pronounced?
Pedro Pajes.
Yeah, he's really performing well defensively, right? At second base?
He's the catcher, but they put him in at second base recently just out of necessity. They kind of had to scramble because they didn't have a backup shortstop and Mason Wynn got hurt. So they put the player at second base. It can either be Donovan or Sajacy to back up Wynn, and that opened up second base, and they didn't want to burn another player, so they just put Pius out there. And Pius, is one of those guys who will go out during infield practice and play around a little bit. So he joked about it and said, now he's a Gold Glove candidate at second base. Blah, blah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, these guys just have fun with it. Like, in the past, I think if the Cardinals were in the pennant race, you'd be like, what are they doing? How dare they put a catcher at second base? What is wrong with this team? This time, they went out there and everyone just kind of like laughed at it.
He had a good time.
And he laughed about it, and he actually handled the position
pretty well. I thought
so,
he did.
That's an example of this team being loose. My experience over there yesterday was there's a good attitude about them. It doesn't feel tight over there. Like, they're not walking on eggshells. They're just kind of having fun trying to establish themselves.
So Carl was telling me how he kind of fills me in on making sure I have everything up to date with the Blues. Winnipeg, Saturday, 5 p.m.
Carl's keeping you updated?
I'll look it up, but then I'm like, Carl, I just want to make sure that I have this right.
Yeah. Like, so my Wednesday game too.
Yeah, I want to go. We were playing Winnipeg, but obviously we were waiting for the schedule, the specifics.
The thing is, Carl does not know what time the home games are or even when they are, because the NHL only has announced two games. The Blues game against Winnipeg at 5 o'clock. It's the first game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It'll be on TNT on Saturday at 5, followed by Colorado at Dallas at 7:30. That's all we know, because the regular season is actually still going on. So technically they can't announce that until after that's over. We may find out earlier tonight. Hopefully. But there are 7 games tonight, and then we'll find out which games. Winnipeg, I had heard, really wanted to start Saturday. I think they had a concert actually in Winnipeg
Bachman Turner Overdrive. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they moved BTO to make some room for this. I think they had a Brooks and Dunn concert as well.
That's here on Friday.
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
Isn't Winnipeg awesome?
That is supposed to be here, so they have to navigate around that. So Winnipeg's the best team in the NHL. They won the President's Trophy officially last night. And the Blues have handled them before in a very famous Stanley Cup run in 2019. This is a good Winnipeg team. But it's a good Blues team. Blues played a complete dominating game in their last regular season.
So the Blues are taking care of business up there in Winnipeg.
Taking care of business.
Nice. So anyway, Carl, I would point out off the subject for just a minute of Blues hockey, that BTO, when they play here, are playing like the family arena, but when they play in Winnipeg, they're playing the full-size hockey arena?
They're from Canada.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
So they have a bigger audience up there?
I believe the stadium, the theater, like our Stiefel that is next to Enterprise Center, is named after Randy Bachman.
Oh, no kidding. So. Okay, well, that makes a whole lot more sense than I just wondered about that.
They're a big deal, man.
They are.
Yeah,
absolutely.
BTO. So I'm excited about the Blues in the playoffs. I think it's a great time. I mean, we haven't had them in the playoffs since 22. So when you miss a couple of years, you miss that a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for Game 3 in St. Louis. Place will be rocking. Towels waving. Good team. They miss Dylan Holloway a lot, but you know they played great the other night against Utah without him. They're going to have to learn to live without him. But they have a number of forwards who can score, and this Jimmy Snuggerud coming along and doing what he's done. He's a special talent. He's going to run this town someday if he wants.
Wow. Yeah,
he's 21. Tremendous. Tremendous.
That's wild when I think about these professional athletes who are in their early 20s.
He's still in college, technically.
It blows my mind. I don't know why, but that never ceases to amaze me.
Well, super talented. He's been doing it. His dad played for the Sabres and some other teams, and you know he's been doing it since he was probably 2 years old.
Yeah.
So you know, you're right. I mean, it's a lot to handle for a young guy like mm-hmm. that. But he seems to just you know keep it simple. I'm a hockey player and goes out and plays. He's great.
Yeah. Well, I remember Kim when the Blues had their parade down Market Street.
In 2019?
Market Street over here.
I remember covering
people
that.
Were throwing beers to the players who weren't old enough to go into a bar and buy a beer, but they were
chugging
walking
it in
down
front
the street
of everybody.
Drinking beers. It was pretty funny. Robert Thomas is one of them, if I remember correctly.
It would have been
that
like, what, 19?
That parade
yeah, 19,
was
2019.
Crazy.
No, I mean, yeah. So some of these guys are like, what, 18, 19, 20?
That parade was crazy.
And then there were some grizzled veterans there, too.
I love you.
Oh, I saw that in person.
I love you so much. I've seen you at so many places.
I know. I've seen you, too, Brett. I was there with Ron Jacober, and we carried that whole thing. I told the producer, do not lose this. We're going to carry all of Brett's speech. So I got
to
go run to a sports cast.
To be on stage.
No, I'll tell you that whole story sometime. Kelly Chase told me the whole story.
Oh, what a tease.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Okay, real quick. Right. I got to run. But he wasn't supposed to go. He basically went up to Chase. He's like, come on, let's go up there. And he's like, no way. And he goes, come on, buddy. And Hull just goes up and
grabs the mic.
And they it just walks up. He was not supposed to be up there. And Doug Armstrong goes up to the police. Kelly Chase, Chris Kerber, all of them are standing there. And he's like, how did he get up there? And they're like, he just walked out. It's Brett Hull. He said, go get him off the stage. And they said, no way.
Not a chance.
We're just going to let this thing roll.
That was great.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
See you, man. Thank you very much. Yeah.
He was not supposed. There were orders backstage to keep him away from the
well, I can
from
understand
the microphone.
Why. Based on what he said. Of course he was having a good time.
He had a few soda pops. And
a little
he was having a good time.
We went Blues! We don't have to go anymore because we already did it!
It was so... I think I shared this story, but I was in that tent, you know, that white tent-looking thing in the middle of the crowd.
Yes.
It was so loud. Like I couldn't even hear my producers, but that place was rocking. St. Louis was just so excited.
Well,
to win.
I know, and it's premature to talk about anything like that again, but man, what a great day that was in the city when they had that parade. Be great to do that again, wouldn't it? Be fun.
It would be.
Carl needs another ring. That's what I'm thinking,
wife
don't you?
And daughter. So
yeah, thank you.
Need
one.
We
you
need another,
one for all of them.
I know you can't play Gloria anymore. That's like taboo, but we need another rally song.
That's what people keep asking.
I know, but we don't know what it's going to be.
Find out next week.
Maybe some Sammy Hagar or something.
No. Nope. Veto.
That'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.